Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you hung out with me today because we got a special guest back on the show. He's been with us before. Jim Champy is back, ladies and gentlemen. Jim is one of the world's experts on management, on keeping your putting your best foot forward as you run your business, as you operate your business, as you grow your business, as you deal with your staff, as you deal with customers, as you meet the world halfway in the marketplace. He's written a number of books and has sold literally millions of copies across the galaxy, and including his brand new book, Inspire, Why Customers Come Back. You know, that's a big deal, right? You've heard me say this 100 times. It's great when customers buy from you, but it's better when they come back. And we'll see what Jim has to say about that. Jim Champy, welcome back to the show.
Absolutely. Good morning, Jim. Good to be with you once again.
It's good to have you back, Jim. Congratulations on your new book. And this is a follow-up to Outsmart, right?
That's right, Jim. This is the second, actually, in the series of books I'm writing for the Financial Times. Really look at how businesses are operating differently. You know, what's really new in business out there. And although, you know, this is a really challenging economy, Jim, what's exciting is there are still lots of people out there innovating, you know, and changing the way business is done, particularly, mm-hmm. I think, using technology in very innovative ways.
Well, there's no question about it. And, you know, one of the things, speaking to that a little bit, Jim, one of the things that I've been saying is that that we live in, you know, I predicted in the beginning of 2008 that we were going to live the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. Boy, howdy, was that the case? And that's continuing in 2009, that Chinese curse thing. But it's been very interesting to me how 2009 is so much different from past years, and I believe it's going to be quite a bit different from future years. In other words, I believe 2009 is almost going to be a standalone year, and it's been interesting to me to see how business owners have reacted to that. What do you think?
You know, I think you're absolutely right. I actually think 2009 is a time when, you know, when business owners and companies have to adjust, Jim, to the new conditions we're going to live in. Because as we come through this recession, we're not going to go back to the past. You know, it's just going to be a hard reality that I think consumers are going to be more discerning and more careful on how they buy. You know, they're not going to be using credit foolishly to buy, you know, 6 flat screen TVs for their, you know, for their homes or 3 pickup trucks. They're going to be much more discerning. They're also going to come through this, you know, as they have been, much more intelligent and much more demanding as consumers. And Jim, what I think we're going to wake up, I think, in 2009 and recognize that people are buying not just on price, you know, but they're looking for value. And so this is the year of adjustment for companies. And I think companies that just say, well, let's just, you know, hunker down, you know, let's just kind of shut the doors and just kind of wait this year out and see what happens, are making a serious mistake. I think this is a time to start to make changes in how you operate.
Well, one of the things that I talked about to my audience since the first of the year is something I call operate for survival in 2009,
yes.
But plan for success.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, part of that operating for survival is, of course, the challenge of remaining profitable. And one of the things that is different around 2009, Jim, that I've ever seen before, and this is true for very large companies as well as, you know, smaller business owners, is the unpredictability, you know, the mm-hmm. inability even for large public companies to tell you this quarter what they're going to do in the next 3 months and what the top line is going to be. And, you know, the reality here is you won't be saved any longer by the top line. You know, there's a, you know, when business is really good, you can frankly afford to waste a lot of money, and people do quite surprisingly. Mm-hmm. You're running fat and happy, and boy, you're spending freely, and you know you're willing to spend on things that aren't paying off. You can't do that in 2009.
Anybody can be successful when the economy is rocking and rolling.
That's right. That's right. So this is the time to look at your business, how it operates, and you know, actually say, well, what if the worst comes true across, you know, on my top line and business is down 25-30%, as many businesses are finding? You know, the year of survival means you've got to just get more efficient and adjust your costs. That's the only way to make it through. But as I said, at the same time, you have to focus on the value you're delivering to your customers, because that's why customers come back.
And that's the thing that I worry about. I'm glad you said that, Jim, because this is what I worry about for small businesses. Big businesses can get away with not giving great service because they usually have the best prices. But small businesses can't get away with it. We can't survive if we have the best price. In 99 cases out of 100, we can't survive if we have the best case, because we have to get our margins, but we can't get customers to come back if we don't give them a valuable experience. And that's what I worry about. I worry that some customers, some businesses, small businesses, are cutting into their value proposition by cutting the way they cut their operations. What do you think?
That's the biggest mistake, you know, a small business can make. You know, Jim, there's some interesting proof that small appliance business, for instance, family-owned appliance businesses, are actually able to compete very effectively if they keep their service levels up with the big guys. Like
we have several. You know, we have several in my community that are doing that right now.
Yes, yes.
I buy from them. I don't want to buy appliances from the big companies. I buy from the small companies.
That's right, because they can explain, you know, when the refrigerator breaks, you know who to go to, and you know you'll get help. You know, or you need the dishwasher installed, you know that it will be done intelligently. And so there's great opportunity for small businesses to compete with these big players. And in fact, you know what happens in a time like this, of course, is a lot of the big guys do either, you know, merge or go out of business. And when that happens, that creates opportunity for small business and small business people, because suddenly the consumer doesn't have any choice. And if you just step back and say, well, what's my choice now about buying a refrigerator? Is it only Walmart or is it only Best Buy? Well, no. You know, it leaves an opening for the, you know, for the local appliance store to develop a high service level proposition. So, you know, you can look at 2009 and say, this should be a good time for small business. But to your point, they've got to have a value proposition.
Hold on to that thought, Jim. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, the book is called Inspire, Why Customers Come Back. And when we come back, I'm going to get Jim Champy to tell us how to inspire our customers to come back. He's got some good ideas. 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Looking out for love.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Little platters bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check that out and use it to your advantage. You can find my blog right off the homepage. You can find my knowledge base, askjim.biz, right off the homepage. You can find thousands of articles, thousands of archives of past interviews that we've conducted with our brain trust, like our good friend Jim Champy. And you can subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Lots and lots of stuff there. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something that will help you. Jim Champy, as I said, is our guest. He's a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books. He's sold millions and millions of copies worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. The books he's written, some of them are watershed books for management. His new book is called Inspire, Why Customers Come Back. Jim, now this new book is available wherever books are sold, like the others?
Absolutely. You can get it at your local bookstore or also on Amazon. And you can also get it on Kindle, Jim, if you're one of those Kindle.
All right. You know, I'm not, but I've been reading about Kindle. I mean, I know about it, but I read an article. I was on my way back from Las Vegas yesterday. I read an article on the plane about Kindle. I might have to buy me one of those. I'm kind of old fashioned. I like to read things off of paper. You know, I'm not a big screen reader, but I might have to check into one of those. But your own website, Jim, is where?
It's jimchampy.com.
Right, just like you.
champy.com.
Just like you think it would be spelled, ladies and gentlemen, with a Y, champy with a
That's
Y.
That's right.
Inspire us to inspire our customers, Jim. How do we do that?
Well, look, Jim, you know, you have to begin by recognizing that your customers know and will know a lot more about you today and your product than they ever have before. And that's one of the benefits and also one of the challenges that the Internet provides. You know, there was a survey, Jim, done recently by one of the marketing companies in this country that showed that more than half of the customers out there today believe they know more about a product than the salesperson who's trying to sell it to them.
And they probably do.
They probably do. And, you know, today if a customer, you know, wants to buy a dishwasher or a coffee maker or an automobile, you know, one of the first things they do is they go to a website and or multiple websites and hear what other consumers, other buyers have to say about it. So you got to begin by recognizing that consumers are more intelligent, more knowledgeable, and mm-hmm. that means that for a company, Jim, you got to be real authentic. You know, I call it authenticity about
yep.
what you do, what you say. You know, you can't get caught in a lie, and it also means that the stuff we used to call advertising, you know, advertising is important, but it's got to be very truthful,
mm-hmm.
and it also, you know, it's also got to really convey what you believe and what you value as a company. I think one of the ways you inspire companies and consumers and customers, and there are many examples in the book about this, is you actually engage them in your values. In your, you know, I call it a crusade. You know, this isn't the time for just marketing campaigns; it's a crusade. And you know, I write in the book about Stonyfield Yogurt and Honest Tea, two food companies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Stonyfield is, you know, has a crusade, a really authentic crusade about the environment, and it engages its, you know, its customers just passionately
and people who like that value statement about the environment are the people
yes.
who are attracted to them, and they will pay
Absolutely.
More to that company for a product than they would to Walmart.
Absolutely. And the same thing is true of Honest Tea. Really, you describe Honest Tea as kind of an upscale, you know, a natural drink. Well, you know, Jim, it's designed for good health. And, you know, the founders of Honest Tea, you know, recognize that a lot of these teas that looked healthy and, you know, on the shelves now might have 10 tablespoons of sugar. By the way, that's because they use lousy tea. They don't use high-quality tea. So the formula of Honest Tea was to buy
right.
very high-quality tea that took very, very little sweetener, a very
right.
simple business model, but, you know, promoting health. There's a wonderful letter that I found on the Honest Tea website that says, "You are so honest, I wish you were my bank," you know, coming from one of their customers. But,
right.
you know, one of the ways to inspire your customers, and I think the principal way is just engage them in your values. But by the way, that means you've got to have a high sense of purpose. You have to really think aggressively about what your values
and you,
are.
And you have to be in reality what you appear to be,
Absolutely.
As Confucius said.
Absolutely. You know, you can't be false. Can't be false. It has to be real. You know, the other ways to inspire customers is to really get your, you know, I call them the channel partners out there. You know, many of your listeners are what you call channel partners. They're the retailers. They're the distributors
right.
of a product. And you got to think about, how do your channel partners add value? You know, we got all this unfortunate debate now going on about, and changes going on in the automotive industry. You see, the opportunity for an automobile dealer has always been to add value to the
mm-hmm.
customer. And if you're the maker of a product, you've got to think about how your channel partners add value to
right.
inspire customers. So often, you know, as you pointed out earlier, the experience of buying a product can actually detract from the product. And so another way to inspire customers is just make sure that your channel partners are doing their job. You know, I write in the book.
Can I stick another thing in there? We're going to have to wrap
sure.
up in a few seconds. But you've got to your first channel partner are the people who represent you directly to the marketplace. Your salespeople.
That's right.
The people who answer your phone. You've got to make sure
Absolutely.
That those people understand that as well. You've got to make sure that happens too. Jim Champy, thanks for being here. I appreciate your time. And the book is called Inspire. It's available wherever books are sold. Also, you can find out more about it at jimchampy.com. Jim, I hope you'll come back again real soon.
I certainly will, Jim. Always good to be with you.
We'll do it again real soon. Jim Champy, ladies and gentlemen, got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I promise I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.